Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
It is my understanding that we may have a special surprise guest coming up in a few minutes. That's all I can say. But I think you'll like it. I think you'll like the guest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The Hump Show is usually off the beaten path. We don't stick to a script or a formula. Clearly the NFL does not either, because this would not have been what the league drew up for week number one. We're going to get a little QB news and the fallout of Aaron Rodgers' torn Achilles that will keep him out for the season. Another Hall of Fame quarterback had a similar experience toward the end of his career. And even as the Jets get set to take on the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, the owner and GM of the Cowboys is reacting to what he saw with Aaron Rodgers and the news about Aaron Rodgers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've got your chance to ask Amy anything about 40 minutes from now. So send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can find the link on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Producer Jay is checking it out. Keeps looking to see what new questions pop up. And then while you're there on Twitter, vote for TD of the Week. We will do the big reveal before the show is done. Facebook page two, if you haven't yet subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm telling you, it makes Jay's day. It makes a Jay day if you would like to subscribe. That way you don't miss the upcoming wedding video. Have we decided on a name for the wedding video yet, Jay?
We had some in the running a couple weeks ago. I see some still coming in, like some people trying to offer us like names. I don't know if we just solidified it, though.
How about something along the lines of an Ask Amy walk down the aisle. Something like that. Are you going to play wedding music while we're... Because very often producer Jay will edit the videos. We do the raw footage. We record, for instance, our Welcome Back Football video in which we came up with the 7 new playoff teams. And as I saw the finished product, it's music, it's logos, it's goofy stuff. So Jay likes to add some other elements to the video. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just looked up on NFL Network and they're replaying the beginning of the Jets-Bills game. Doing that. Every time I look up, he's getting hurt again.
I've seen that injury so many times.
So many times. Yeah, in fact, if you check out our Facebook page, Jay got a still photo of the moment when his Achilles was tearing. Why would you do that?
That was the shot.
It was the absolute moment that the Jets season went poof and then Aaron Rodgers season was gone just like that. Oh, just so sad for him, actually. Anyway, I try to get away from that for just like 2 seconds. And so, yeah, Jay often comes up with music and graphics and logos and that kind of stuff. So will you be using some type of music for our wedding video?
I would say very likely. What song and what
are you going to make fun? Are you going to be making jokes? Because this is a serious matter,
no,
you know?
There will be no joking here. This is not a laughing matter.
As we laugh. All right, so that's coming up next week. By this time next week, all of your wedding FAQs will be answered in one special video.
Long video.
Oh, Jay wants it to go 2 hours. I don't have that kind of time.
No, I don't know if I wanted to. It's just there's so many questions.
Okay, well, you have to give me a heads up on some of these questions because there may be some that I'm not willing to answer 3 months out. For instance, I don't need to be revealing some of the details that Bob can't know.
Oh, I feel like I'd have a good gauge on what is what would flies
you?
And what
as a male,
sinks.
You would have a gauge on.
I think so.
Are you going to ask me the menu?
Yeah. Menu's getting in there.
Did I tell you something really funny? I think I might have told you, but this is actually really cute. Before we get to quarterback news, QB news, we have affiliates all over the country, including one in Austin, which is where Bob's oldest son lives, mm-hmm. and so. I know he had told his oldest son that he should check out the radio show, but because of the hours, it doesn't happen very often. In fact, I don't know that he'd ever heard the show until last week. He sends Bob a text that says, "We're having bacon-wrapped scallops at the wedding."
We're having.
That's what he said. And Bob had no idea where he got that from, of course. And he writes back, "Well, how do you know? Because we had just set the menu." That's one of the appetizers. We had just set the menu. See? Sneak peek info right there. Some intel. Anyway, Bob writes back, "How did you know that?" And he said, "Oh, I was listening to Amy's show. I'm in Boston for a conference." Great. So now I got to be even more careful what information I reveal
Bob's
on the show.
Minions out there.
Well, his family has discovered our YouTube channel, which means that, I got to be careful what info I reveal. That's all I'm saying is that I can't be sharing intel about the wedding that I don't want everybody else to know, meaning his family, meaning. So you couldn't ask me about my dress, for instance, because he can't know anything about my dress until I walk down the aisle.
If there are any that I feel could, what's the word here?
Ruin the secrets?
No, not ruin. Like, would breach, like, some sort of...
Confidentiality,
okay. Wedding, bridegroom agreement, I will...
Bridegroom agreement. I like that. You mean prenup?
No.
Are you going to ask me that? Do we have a prenup?
No, I'm not. I wasn't going to ask you that.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And yes, ask Amy anything about a half hour from now, but we're saving the wedding questions for next week.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's tossed! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City! And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
By far the biggest news is that of Aaron Rodgers being done for the season. Robert Saleh addressing the media on Tuesday once the news of the torn Achilles was confirmed.
He's invested so much into this organization, so much into this journey that he's embarked on, and wanting to be a part of what we've got going here, and how much he's invested in not only this organization but his teammates, himself, this fan base, the city, so I have a lot of emotions for him. As for us, you know, it's really all about him. It is. I don't look at it like woe is me here for the organization. I think guys are excited about being able to step up and continue the things that we've been building, but a lot of hurt for Aaron.
Of course, but the guys who will immediately have to step up include Zach Wilson. And not just him, but the receivers. Breece Hall had a great first game in his return from the torn ACL. Think about the weapons around Zach Wilson, how they will have to elevate their play, but also the defense, because more will be required of the defense to keep the Jets in games if, in fact, they don't score more than they did last year when Zach Wilson was the quarterback. So why? Why would the Jets have confidence in Zach now where they didn't last year when he got benched twice? Robert says his growth actually is as much mental as it is physical.
It's more confidence. I should say confidence in terms of just his ability to from the process and the practice habits. Not that they were bad. It's just there's a confidence. Like, teammates want to see each other make plays and have confidence that you can do your job to the best of your ability. And I think just over the course of OTAs and training camp, Zach has had a lot of success. I think you guys have witnessed a lot of it.
Zach Wilson or bust. Is that the new theme? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Dan Marino was a guest on This Is Football with Kevin Clark, the podcast, and he was reacting to Aaron's injury.
That Achilles thing. You never know when it's going to happen. It's a rare injury, but when it happens, it's devastating. And he worked so hard in this offseason and all the things he was doing to get ready to, you know, to continue his career somewhere else. And, you know, you feel bad for him.
I think that for Dan Marino to speak on this probably carries more water than someone who hasn't gone through it. In fact, I'd love to hear what Vinny Testaverde had to say too about being in the stadium. What a deja vu moment for him at MetLife. But Dan dealt with the same thing late in his Hall of Fame career.
Medically now, they're probably a little more advanced as far as dealing with, you know, Achilles and how to deal with it, how to rehab it. It's a very tedious rehab. From what I remember, it didn't actually heal all the way. It was elongated. So I had to deal with not being able to get up on my toe for the rest of my career, basically.
I do hope there is more of Aaron Rodgers. I hope it's not the last we've seen of him to go out like this. We know he's a Hall of Famer, but you can imagine how he would feel as though he had unfinished business. He would feel like he had no control over the end of his story. I will be rooting for him to return. I actually saw someone who sent us a tweet indicating that he would be the 2024 comeback player of the year. And we saw with Alex Smith, although his injury was even more devastating. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Jets and Cowboys in week number two. Jerry Jones was a guest on our Dallas affiliate 105.3 The Fan with his reaction.
I was sick for everybody, every sport, every sports fan. But we're sick about it. I don't have anything that anybody else doesn't have on the extent of his injury, but I didn't just happen so suddenly and so quick. I will say this, that when it happened, I said that's life we've chosen, not for him, but for everybody that relies on the health of a quarterback and him. And it just reminded me of how fragile a season, how it can be.
Dallas Cowboys hosting the New York Jets on a nationally televised game. That's 2 weeks and two nationally televised broadcasts for the Jets. It's a game on CBS from Arlington on Sunday afternoon. All right, we know that a lot of quarterbacks and position players, defenders, even if they want to beat the Jets, they feel compassion. They also feel a kinship with a player, another player who goes down with a year-ending injury. Why? Because they all recognize it could be part of their story as well. You may think these guys hate each other, and maybe in some cases it's true, but in a lot of cases, there's a mutual respect, especially with guys who play the same position, right? So other quarterbacks are feeling the pain for Aaron Rodgers because they understand how fragile the position can be. Well, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady had an adversarial relationship in terms of wanting the same real estate. When they played, they were both in the AFC. Often they clashed in very contentious games, but that included AFC championships or playoff games, right? And yet they came out as Hall of Famers and friends, and Manning explains why that is the case.
Well, I met Tom, obviously played against him early on, and then met him over in Hawaii. They kind of had like a quarterback challenge, Pro Bowl week was over there in the Hawaii area, and got to know him. And, you know, look, I think there was always just mutual respect. I mean, I was a couple years older than him, but, you know, the Patriots, look, when Tom got to New England, the Patriots were in the Colts division, right? They were in the old AFC East. Thank goodness for realignment. Thank you, Houston. Played against them almost twice every single year, even after that, Jim, after realignment, right? We'd play them in the regular season. Obviously, just mutual respect, you know, see each other at a golf tournament in the off season, and I just appreciated the way he prepared, the way he went about his business. You know, he's talked about how he studied some things that we did. We did the same thing back, and he's been a great friend, and it's been fun to, you know, be a part of our football journeys and life's journeys together.
And they still are, right? Because this was from Tom Brady's podcast, Let's Go, on SiriusXM NFL Radio. It was a Peyton Manning guest appearance. And no doubt we'll see Tom Brady back on Monday Night Mannings again throughout the course of the season. So, yeah, they are forever intertwined in their careers, but also as friends. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. More QB news. The loser of Monday Night Football, that's the Buffalo Bills, and their quarterback, Josh Allen, with 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, 1 fumble. In fact, on back-to-back offensive snaps for the Bills in the fourth quarter, he had back-to-back turnovers.
What we're trying to solve moving forward is making sure that we find ways to win. And it's hard when you do turn the ball over. It gets harder and harder to win when you do that.
Sean McDermott agrees Josh Allen needs to take better care of the football. He says at the end, it gets harder and harder to win when you can't take care of the football. In the AFC North, another clash, actually 2 of them, among the 4 teams that may now make up the toughest division in football. So last week it was the Browns keeping the Bengals out of the end zone while themselves putting up a bunch of points. This week on Monday Night Football, it is the Steelers hosting the Browns. The Steelers are looking for their first win. And Mike Tomlin, in addition to comparing Nick Chubb to Christian McCaffrey, we'll get to that a little bit later on, he points to Deshaun Watson and the other Browns on the roster can't take this win for granted anymore.
Deshaun Watson, man, this guy is really talented, man. His ability to extend plays, his ability to attack a defense vertically, his ability to see the field as plays get extended, his arm talent in terms of throwing the ball downfield. He's got a myriad of eligibles that are challenging. Amari Cooper is top-notch. Njoku has grown up in that program. It's been cool to watch his maturation and development in all elements of their game over the time that he has been there. They're just a challenging group.
I don't know whether or not they're challenging and talented at every position, and I don't know whether or not the Browns will be back above 500 this season, but I do know that inside the AFC North, those rivalries, they make every game competitive because there's no intimidation factor, of course, and familiarity breeds contempt. It's the Lions who will go for a 2-0 start this season as they steer the hype train.
The hype train.
And they do it against the Seattle Seahawks. Actually, the Lions get to host the Seahawks, so it's their home opener, and Jared Goff, he and the Lions, they're right now a popular pick. They're making a jump.
Just maturing, yeah, getting older, maturing, getting comfortable with our system, sure. You know, knowing when those moments are and showing up. And I think that's what good teams do. You find guys every week, you'll have a different guy step up. And, you know, this week it'll be no different. You know, if we're able to find a way to win, someone's going to have to step up that you're not expecting and make a play. And it tends to happen that way.
Jared Goff himself was the subject of a lot of criticism, even derision, his final year with the Rams, which was, of course, a year after they went to the Super Bowl. That was against the Pats, though. They didn't win that Super Bowl, but he ends up with a ton of turnovers, just poor decision-making, gets shipped to Detroit in exchange for Matthew Stafford, but he's been really good since he got to Detroit. How come, Jared?
I think as you get older, you realize when the shot is there and when it's not. And I think that's something that I've kind of learned as I've gone through the last handful of seasons is it's not just because the shot's called doesn't mean it's shot taken. But then also knowing when it's there and pulling the trigger and making those tight window throws and finding that balance. And as you get older, I think it's something that you learn.
Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions firmly in the center of the spotlight. I like it. It's kind of different. It's fresh and new every year in the
Enjoy
NFL.
Enjoy the sunlight.
Even though it was actually at night.
I know it's at night, but...
You know what I mean. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Also on our Facebook page. It's good to connect with you on this hump show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale. With everything you do for other people on one side, and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it. Along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization too. Now let's keep it up.
Keep it up.
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call.
You know, we'll talk about dogs anytime. But it was a couple years ago. Actually, I think it was 2 years ago, exactly during the summer, that producer Jay and I did a show about best dog breeds. Don't ask me why we stumbled on that, but we really enjoyed it. It was summer of 21, and we did a show on best dog breeds. And when we did that, we made one of the coolest connections of my entire tenure here at CBS Sports Radio. We now know him as Matt the Musher, but he called up that night from Alaska to explain why the Husky was the best dog breed. And we also had him as, not only did we follow his journey through his first ever Iditarod, he was a rookie Iditarod racer and finished and had some incredibly harrowing tales, but also some triumphant moments. But then he was a guest on a recent, I guess it would have been 22, right? A recent championship edition of Chubby Bunny. He was actually crowned co-champion along with producer Jay. We haven't spoken to him in a while, but I know he's still alive because we're friends on social. And every now and then we exchange messages and Matt misses us and has decided he wants to check in. Matt the Musher, we miss you too.
How are you guys doing tonight? Lots to talk about.
Of course. Oh, my goodness. Aren't you from the Detroit area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I have been a Lions fan for, I mean, since, before I knew I was a Lions fan, listening to, you know, at hunting camp, listening to the Lions on a battery-powered radio with Grandpa. You know, I've got a lot of good memories of that team.
So how do you feel when you hear Dan Campbell talk about the hype train and then you see them beat the Chiefs in week one on national TV?
Oh, you know, you're always waiting for the old Lions to pop up. And, and the smart ones, we don't want our hearts broken again. So we temper our expectations, but it's too much fun. It's really exciting. You know, it's really exciting to see the depth of talent at almost every position, even, you know, our Achilles, like our defensive backfields and things. So it's fun. It's exciting. I mean, we love it. I mean, it's just a good time. I mean, there's nothing about this team I don't like. So everything.
At what point though, do you feel like you cannot expect the other shoe to drop? Like you would let go of that?
It's hard to answer the question. I don't know. I'm just going to hold hope that everything goes well. I'm going to keep it up. But I think it's cool that we are. Oh, we have expectations of 9-10 wins now. Like, you know, not just 800 or 500 or something like that. I think we should win the NFC North, and anything short of that, you know, like, I think we just need to hold ourselves to higher expectations right now and just enjoy it. I want to see, you know, rookies of the year again. You know, I'd like, as we slowly bring Gibbs into the offense, I want to see Williams come off his suspension and play like up to his, you know, Bama talent. And, you know, there's just so much good to talk about on this team. It's going to be fun to watch, man. I am all Honolulu Blue up here in Alaska. It's the most underrepresented team in the state, and I'm not ashamed.
I like it. And good, loud, and proud.
Absolutely. Our bandwagon can take as many as we can get. You know, people are saying, oh, you know, there's no room on the bandwagon. Well, hell, I like a lot of people on the bandwagon. That's fun.
Cool. Well, Matt the Musher with us from Alaska. What's new in your neck of the woods, though?
Just getting ready for the season to start. My daughter and I are kind of like the gypsies of the mushing world. We call ourselves dog jockeys. And we are moving to a new team that's going to be right by our home. So like a 10-minute drive versus an hour and a half drive to train. So that gives us a ton of life. And it's with a kind of a really cool kennel. This Sean Williams was with me in my Iditarod, and he was just behind me about 8 hours, and he was one of the six teams that had to be rescued. So it was his second Iditarod attempt. The first one, he didn't even get to the start line. He got the day before the start, he had to pull out of the race for some really unfortunate stuff. And then he had to be rescued off the hill. And so he just bought 11 dogs from a guy that was third place and got another 5 dogs. So we're both working to assemble a really nice team right here in our hometown. And it's just kind of, it's exciting to watch the whole process come together and, you know, the nerves at the early part of the season, but just kind of, you know, working to manifest something good this season. So that's what we're starting on. And the snow is coming down the mountains. It's at like 3,000 feet right now. So I'm at about 800 feet sea level. But there's no time. The leaves are going to turn yellow and then winter will be here. It's kind of this slow, you can watch winter coming from a long ways away in Alaska. And it's just kind of, it's an exciting time.
How's your daughter doing considering that her career is still blossoming?
It's amazing. So she took on, she's part-time high school and part-time in this vet tech program. You know, like you push kids in these sports like gymnastics and youth football and baseball and like in I'm gonna say it's a high level that she's at and what we ask of them versus I think some other sports. And you can lose kids sometimes, or they lose the drive to go on. And I think as she finishes more and more difficult races, she's more and more excited about it. Her own dog Kissy is coming into his own. This will be his second full season. She's excited about that. And the dog yard that we're going to be working at is maybe a mile away from her high school. So everything is just kind of perfect right now, and she's excited. She got done working at a very high-level kennel for the summer and a tourism gig where she was running teams all summer long. So she's been more involved in dogs than I have been, and it's just, it's the key for me to get to stay involved until, I put together another race season myself.
I was going to ask because people are constantly reaching out still. Hey, what about Matt the Musher? Have you heard anything? Is he going to race again? Are you still holding out those hopes of being able to get back into another Iditarod or running through another race season yourself?
Yes. I think right now it's real awesome. Time's fleeting with my daughter being here in the house. I've got to give everything I have to that. And I think that would be a huge mistake to not right now. Be with her as much as I can, supporting her. But there's dreams of her and I running it together, which I think would be amazing. She can't do that until she's 18. She's 16 now. And then the Iditarod, it runs a north-south race schedule every other year. So the idea would be I go opposite of what I went last year and do the southern route. So I would, like this time in a year, perhaps I would be putting together another Iditarod run. So it's something to think about. The situation has to be perfect for me. And then put together a team, not just to finish, but to, compete. And so, right now I'm going to give back to the sport and help my daughter and kind of do some organization. But the second I get a chance to race again, I'm going to get on it because it is. Oh boy. It's hard to watch and it's exciting and it's fun. So, but I get to train. I get to do everything but be in the race right now. And it's, again, when the time's right, I'll be back there and, again, to compete. So right now I can learn. I can give back. I can do all those things. And then, and we'll see. But, yeah, definitely. I want to run the southern route, and I'd like to, make a push for the top 20 and do it, in an honest, fast, exciting way.
Just promise us that we will get the exclusive and that we can once again partner with you when it comes to your next Iditarod.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt. Nobody else cares. You guys.
That's not true.
No, absolutely. Okay. I would love that. And it's cool. It's fun having you guys along. I miss you guys. I miss competing against you guys, I have not done much training since the Chubby Bunny, but I'm thinking about getting back into it.
All right, definitely. Well, my fiance's family thinks it'd be fun to do at holidays. I'm trying to convince them that's a really bad idea, but they keep watching the videos. I suppose the fact that they still want to welcome me into their family after watching me throw up marshmallows is a good sign. They take the good, they take the bad.
Oh, you're entertaining, Amy. I think you're going to be perfect for them. So that is great. That's awesome.
I can just see it now. At holidays, I'm the entertainment around the table. Great.
That's what I provide for my family, Amy.
Oh, okay.
And it's working out 25 years later, 22 years later. So I'm 45. We've been married since we were kids, and I think it would be boring without me in their life, and that's what I, in our vows, that's what I promised to do, to
entertain,
inspire, encourage, and entertain. So
why not? You know what? Since we are writing our own vows, maybe I'll include that. I promise always to entertain you.
There you go.
I love it.
It's honest. It's perfect. It is you. So,
it is definitely
absolutely.
Me. Very cool. Well, it's good to connect with you. If you want to submit a question to Ask Amy Anything, producer Jay is all ears now. I have to go record a CBS Sports Minute, but you call us anytime because it's football season and you can be our resident Lions fan.
That sounds fantastic. I will do that. Where do I get to that again? I've been listening, but where do I ask Amy? Is it on your
Facebook you know page? What? Here's the thing. You are special, and you have my number. You have Jay's number. You have the hotline to the network. You can use any of those numbers to submit a question.
Awesome. Perfect. Right. I'll do that. And then I'll plug it on my own social. So, appreciate it.
Yes,
working nights now, so I'll be listening to you, you know, every other night for the next 3 months.
Oh, so. Absolutely. We'll keep you company. Thank you, Matt the Musher. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Amy. Bye, James. See you guys.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Special guest indeed. And another Iditarod in his future. That's awesome.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
Nobody's picking the Colts to win the Super Bowl, so let's just go learn, right?
Well, this is always going to happen. Jim Irsay's calling all the shots there. And the honky-tonk man didn't draft this kid where they drafted this kid to have him look great in practice and look awesome running the scout team. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's play this Minshew cat or whatever on Sunday. Like, no way.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Already excited.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
Is whether or not they change the trash bags here inside the building after they empty them? The answer's no. You're not going to believe what just happened. I went to recycle my piece of paper that I wrote my CBS Sports Minute script on. I accidentally chucked the piece of paper into the recycle bin, but also chucked my pen. And so I went to reach down and get my pen, and the bag is all disgusting and sticky. It's gross. Why would you leave the old bag in the trash can? That's, So then I had to wipe off my hand. Now I don't know what to do with it. I didn't have time to run to the bathroom, so I just used a wipe instead, but gross. The answer's no. They don't change the trash bags here. Okay. It's Ask Amy Anything with producer Jay, but you don't have to ask me that because I just answered already.
Oh, let's get into it. I got to start here because you teased it earlier and I've been dying to know.
Yes.
What did you get in the mail?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The invitations.
Oh,
the invitations
really?
Came in the mail and they are beautiful. And here's the thing, producer Jay. It's in writing. Now it's really real. It's real because it's on a, it's on a card. It's on a really pretty 5x7 stock, like a card stock. Invitation. We did them on Shutterfly. We did them. They're beautiful, but we also needed to do them affordably. I really do. Yeah, we were having to save money in ways that we can, and they turned out great. We have the invitation on the front with a theme from our wedding, which I'll maybe save that for Ask Amy Anything wedding version. But then on the back, we have a montage of four photos that we chose. We put them together, and it's super cool. It reflects our personality as a couple. So yes, now that it's in writing and I have the invitation, 60 of them, by the way, because my mother's making me send invitations to people who we know aren't coming. Why? Why am I doing that?
Yeah, it's like, you know,
it's a
courtesy.
Thing. Yeah, I guess that's what she said. That's what she said. She's like, they'll get mad if you don't send an invitation, even though they're not coming. Okay.
You'll get a present out of it.
Right. So now that I have them in my house and getting set to ship them out, well, it's really real. I know.
Big
How
time.
About that?
Well, I'm glad that they came nice because you showed me the template. They look tremendous.
Yeah,
so
they're beautiful.
Cool. All right, move on here. That's good news. This one comes from Sans, and he says, my grandfather was a talk show host at KMOX in St. Louis for 33 years.
Yeah, it's a heritage station.
Says, my dad was a talk show host at WJNO in West Palm Beach and other stations. They introduced me to talk radio, which I still love to this day. Mm-hmm. Who introduced you to radio?
Oh, my gosh, that's a great question. Actually, I would say it's the Boston Celtics introduced me to radio because we lived out in the boonies when I was a kid, and I couldn't follow the NBA or the Boston Celtics on cable because we didn't have it. And so instead, I listened to them on the radio, and then I discovered Westwood One. I used to listen to NFL games when I was supposed to be in bed. I would have the cover pulled over my head, and I'd be wearing a Walkman radio, listening to Westwood One when I was supposed to be sleeping underneath the covers. Oh, yeah. And so I've been listening to NFL on radio since I was growing up in New Hampshire as a kiddo. Sneaking my radio under the covers. So, yeah, it was really about sports, and that's why I got into radio. In terms of talk radio, whether or not you love his politics, he has passed away, of course, but Rush Limbaugh, when I was growing up, he was the essence of talk radio. I didn't even know what he was talking about, but he would be on in the car when we would drive, and so that was one of the first voices I knew from talk radio.
All right, this one segues nicely. Maureen wants to know, what were the best and worst parts of growing up in New Hampshire?
Oh, the best parts. My goodness, there's so many. We lived in a log cabin for a couple years when I was a kid. It was great to be out in the woods, essentially. We were 9 miles from the city center, so we were way out on the property line. We had a bear that lived in our front yard, so lots of trees, also lots of mosquitoes. But we had a really cool house with a two-story house, and the front of the house was dominated by this ginormous window that went from roof to floor. So it was really pretty sunlight. Loved, of course, running around, riding our bikes out in the woods. We played hide and seek and got into all kind of mischief. And it was a simple pace of life. It was really nice. Now, I would say one of the worst things about living in New Hampshire, we didn't have air conditioning when I was growing up, right? Because in New Hampshire, you really only need it for a couple of weeks out of the year when it gets super hot. But it was humid at times. And took a while to get anywhere else, too, just because of the drive. But it was absolutely worth it. The mountains, the Kankamangas Highway, Mount Washington. We always took our boat onto Lake Winnipesaukee and Newfound Lake. So summers in New Hampshire were amazing. It's just that in our home, we didn't have air conditioning. So my brother and I would be like,
That sounds nicer than New York City.
Yeah?
A little bit. This one comes from our friend James, who wants to know, what is your favorite rainy day activity?
Napping. Napping, reading a book, binge watching a show. I do love rainy days. Although we've had so many of them this summer, it's the complete opposite of last summer. I'm ready for the humidity to be gone, but I love the darkness because it helps when the light gets kind of dimmed. It helps with the sleeping.
Here we got another one coming up this Wednesday here.
Yeah.
Mike wants to know, if music is the soundtrack of our lives, what is your theme song?
You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. That's Billy Joel, of course. Emotional Girl by country singer Terry Clark. That's another one. It's a good one. Amazing Grace. It's another song that definitely is a soundtrack for my life. And I mean, R2-D2 is on the wedding invitation, so I suppose the Star Wars theme could be another soundtrack to my life.
I like that answer.
Yeah, I'm not telling you anything else, though. That's it.
All right, this one's interesting. It comes from Rich, and he wants your opinion. What's a better first date, going to karaoke or going just to get coffee?
Now, see, I prefer first dates where you can talk. I prefer first dates where you have the opportunity to converse and to get to know each other. And I do love coffee, so that would be an easy one. But with karaoke, at least you're not sitting around staring at each other. So a first date can be kind of awkward for that reason. I would say karaoke could break the ice, could get you to laugh. Theoretically, now here's the problem. If you laugh and the other person doesn't laugh, or you laugh at them and they get offended, that could end the first date. So I would say coffee is an easy one because you have a chance to get to know each other and you can find conversation and figure out what you have in common. But karaoke would be fun if you're looking for something that, like, Bob and I went fishing because it was an activity that we could do while we were talking without sitting and staring at each other.
Nice. Maria wants to know, would you like to be bilingual? And if so, what other language would you like to be fluent in if you could?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm fluent in Espanol, but I can certainly communicate, understand it, read it, write it. I don't talk as fast as native speakers, of course. And sometimes I have to ask them to slow down. But I would say Italian would be the other language I would want to learn, simply because my mom's side of the family is Italian, and it's a romance language, and it's beautiful.
All right, I think we'll end here with some rapid fire. Winter solstice or summer solstice?
Winter.
Hammock or lawn chair?
I somehow get wound up in hammocks, and I feel like I'm going to fall out. But I suppose if it's strung up right, I'll go hammock.
Trapeze class or rock climbing class?
Oh, gosh. Rock climbing.
Yoga or weightlifting?
Do you know how your grip, after a while, you can't even grip the rocks or
rock climbing? It's
hard. What was the next one?
Yoga or weightlifting?
Oh, yoga. I can't stand weightlifting. I do it, but I don't like it.
Baked potato or french fries?
Baked sweet potato.
Ooh, lava lamp or disco ball?
Lava lamp.
Microwave or oven?
Oven.
Crunchy or chewy?
Crunchy.
All right, last one here. Hula hoop or jump rope?
I'll go with jump rope.
Ooh.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.